The annual Nevada County Health Rankings Report was released this week. Washoe came in sixth in the state, a jump from the previous year. KUNR's On Gray spoke with Kevin Dick with the County Health District about issues like substance abuse, access to care, and poverty.
The childhood poverty rate in Nevada is quite high. About one in five children in Nevada live in poverty. I think that number might be a little lower in Washoe County. You can speak to us about that. And then more than half of the children living in poverty live in households where they spend more than half of their income on housing. So can you talk a little bit about the relationship between poverty and affordable housing and how that impacts a family's health?
16% of children in Washoe County live in poverty. And when you have high housing costs and you're spending more than 50% of your income for housing, that means that there's much less money available for those families and for those children for other needs around nutrition, around medical care, being able to have books to read and those types of things. So that really puts a strain on those families. And I would also add that when we look at our community health needs assessment, that we see that a lot of those children living in poverty are living in single-parent households and women-led households. So we have a situation where we have real inequities occurring in our community. Mothers who are struggling with multiple jobs to support their children and can't yet, even though they're working so hard, be able to afford a place to live.
And what about substance abuse and the opioid epidemic? How is that playing out with the ranking here in Washoe County?
The overdoses does impact the ranking. And we hear on the news that we nationally have an opioid epidemic crisis, which is true. But it's important for our residents to recognize that here in Washoe County, we actually have more people that are dying of overdoses of methamphetamines than opioids. And we also have a large percentage of people that are using opioids and methamphetamines together or whatever they can obtain. So that's a problem that we have. We are working with a substance abuse task force that the Washoe County manager has organized. We're actually going to have a session in early April that will work on building out more of a comprehensive strategic plan around how we address this issue.
And what about access to mental health care? How does that play into this conversation about overall health and well-being in this county?
What we see in the last couple of years in Washoe County is that the people's self-reported mental health status is one of the areas that is weighing us down in quality of life. We have a higher number of people that had poor mental health days that they self-reported over the past 30 days than other areas of Nevada has. And we have a shortage of providers for those services. The health district's also supporting the Signs of Suicide program delivered by Catholic Charities in seventh grade classes of Washoe County School District. And people have probably heard in the news recently that we had almost a doubling of suicides in our youth in the past year. And so that's an area that we're really working to try to make sure that we're identifying children at risk so they can be referred to additional services.
Kevin Dick, thank you so much for your insights today.
Thank you very much for having me.